Ground ball to deep short to Kyle Leeser. Kyle will whip it across the diamond, and a 6-3 putout at Tanner Klopach here in the first.
Nice defensive play by Kyle Leeser to start this ball game off deep in the hole at short. Kind of circles the ball and gets himself in throwing position and throws a strike over to first baseman over there is, oh boy,
Jordan Mushel.
There you go, Jordan Mushel.
Here's Trevor Sawyer at the plate. Trevor takes the first pitch, called strike 0-1. Trevor in center field for Meyer Grove today. Pops this one up down the right field line in foul territory. It's going to go out of play. Did that hit the cement that it came back on the field or what?
Probably.
It just caromed off of something and squirted back on the field at Martin right fielder, Jared Overman.
I just didn't hear of Jared Overman playing for St. Martin, but he apparently doesn't play a whole lot, huh?
Been on their roster all year. He's got some sporadic playing time.
Okay. Yeah.
Here's a foul ball by Sawyer. The count at 0-2 to Trevor on deck, Colton Meyer. 0-2 the count. One out. Scott slung it on the mound for St. Martin. A right-hander delivers and a swing of this. Sawyer out strikes.
Wow. Good high hard one.
Yeah, yeah, good fastball by Scott slung it. That'll bring Colton Meyer to the plate. Colton playing at first base for Meyer Grove this afternoon. Came in relief yesterday, just a little bit for Matt Imdick. And the pitch a little bit low, 1-0 the count. The Martins defensively over at third, Matthew Schlungen at short, Kyle Leeser at second base, it's Michael Schlungen at first base, Jordan Mushel, there's a strike called. 1-1 to Colton Meyer in left field, Taylor Holthaus center field. It's Austin Arsenal out in right field, Jared Overman behind the plate, Brian Schlungen. Pitch to Colton Meyer, low for a ball, and two balls and a strike. 2-1 the count, two outs. Meyer will take outside, and the count 3-1.
Scott Schlungen is no stranger to the mound. He's done a lot of pitching for the Martins over the years.
Pitch a little bit high, ball four, and Colton Meyer will draw a 2-0 walk. That'll bring Alex Welly, the DH, to the plate. Here's the pitch from Schlungen, high for a ball, 1-0. Well, Scott Schlungen has pitched for quite a few years for St. Martin. I know he pitched in high school for the Albany Huskies, and so he'll play some infield for you if you need him. You can put him in the outfield, too, if need be. There's a ground ball to the right side, fielded there by Michael Schlungen, and that's going to roll up in his arm in an air on the second baseman, Michael Schlungen. So Alex Welly is safe at first. Colton Meyer goes to second. And Andrew Welly will bat. Schlungen on the mound. The pitch to Andrew Welly, a ball 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Schlungen looks back to second, and the pitch to Welly a little bit high, and 2-0. Out at second, Colton Meyer at first base, Alex Welly. Scott Schlungen's pitch, there's a strike called, and 2-1. Schlungen's pitch, ground ball to third, and Matthew Schlungen able to glove it in foul territory. Just a long strike for Andrew Welly. Two balls, two strikes. Drafty from Greenwald taking his warm-up tosses. Brandon Worms, the left-hander. First cousin to the Funk boys, Chad Funk and Darren Funk, Brandon Worms is.
I guess they had this change around with the umpires here. I got Jamison Barrett is at the on the plate at the bases today, and I have that Schumer at the plate.
So Leeser, Kyle's good friends with Brandon Sawyer. Those two are buddies, and Brandon behind the plate here for Meyer Grove. Pitch to Kyle Leeser. A strike called and 0-1.
Kyle, no stranger to the leadoff spot. He's done that a lot for the Martins. A quick wrist. Watch him come around with that bat. He's quick.
Pitch to Kyle, a ball, 1-1.
First, I imagine you play college baseball, you're going to see some very good, very, very good pitching down there, and you got to be quick.
There's Leeser slapping a sharp single to left field. Starting things off with the Martins here in the first inning off of Brandon Worms. Bring Brian Schlungen to the plate, the Martin catcher. Brian Schlungen. Kyle Leeser, Brandon Sawyer, all the same age, graduated in 2011. There's Brandon Worms, his pitch. And a strike called. And 0-1. Kyle Leeser actually just finished his baseball career at St. Cloud State University. Playing for Pat Dolan over there and being part of some great teams at St. Cloud State.
Pat Dolan does do a good job putting baseball teams together, doesn't he?
Yeah. And I like Pat Dolan's philosophy. He's going to try to recruit as many local kids as possible and give those kids the opportunity to play in front of their family and friends. And I mean, there's a lot of good local baseball here,
man,
in central Minnesota. And I think Dolan's proven it, taking some of that local talent and putting together some phenomenal records here the last few years at St. Cloud State. Ryan Schlung at the plate to count 1-1. Leeser goes. Here's Sawyer's throw to second, not in time, and Kyle Leeser steals second base. That was a tough pitch for Brandon Sawyer to get anybody at second.
You know, he got the ball down there quick yet, and as he was sliding, the ball was there, so did a good job back there.
Pitch was ruled a ball, 2-1 to count. We'll see Kyle Leeser. He'll steal third, too, on pitchers. Brandon Worms delivers a little bit low, and a count 3-1. 3-1. Brandon Worms kicks and delivers. And inside, ball 4. Brian Schlungen's going to walk. So base runners early for the Martins. Here comes Taylor Holthaus to the plate. Taylor's bat a little quiet yesterday. Of course, the Martins had just 4 hits yesterday, so not a lot of hits to go around.
No, there was no.
They faced New London Spicer's Patrick Courtney yesterday. He was on. Holthaus drives this one to center field. Trevor Sawyer going back by the monster and off the big green batter's eye, high off the batter's eye. Kyle Leeser's going to score. It's 1-0 St. Martin, but Taylor Holthaus gave that a ride.
360 feet off the green. Mesh screen in the batter's eye.
A long single, right.
Well, the runner couldn't really do too much until he seen what happened to the ball out there. It did come out kind of sideways off that fence.
That was a shot.
Wow. Ball really carried to the
Jordan Musho at the plate, still nobody out for St. Martin. And Jordan Musho, a ground ball to third, a glove there by Jordan Klopak, and he's going to run it to the bag and get the first out on the force out of Brian Schlungen. Nice play by Klopak over at third.
Yes, it was.
So Musho becomes the base runner, Schlungen forced out.
Seems like the catcher here for Meyer Grove is pretty good buddies with all the guys from St. Martin.
Yep. Here's Chaz Hennon to the plate. Oh, and Brandon Sawyer, he likes talking too.
Yep,
so I'm sure he's talking to these guys at the plate. There's the curveball and a strike call to Chaz Hennon. Oh, 0-1 the count, one run in for St. Martin here in the first inning. Looking back to second is Worms, and the pitch outside of ball, 1-1. Now, this is an elimination game, listeners, and the winner of this ball game gets Richmond next week. 1:30 on Saturdays in another elimination.
Yes, it is. Well, you're down there now. You need to keep winning.
Yes,
a lot of baseball to win to get to the finals.
Chaz Hennon takes a strike call on the outside corner, 1-2. Yeah, basically, Regal and El Rosa have punched their tickets. Now the other teams, they're going to be fighting for those last two spots.
Absolutely, yes.
As we get four teams to advance out of Region 15C. The pitch inside to Chaz Hennon, the count 2-2.
Well, that game's Friday night is at 7:30. The winner of that game doesn't play till Sunday.
Hennon swings and misses at the off speed, and he's out on strikes. Now, Friday night's game between Regal and El Rosa is more of a winner's bracket game, first of all, but kind of sets the winner up for you got to beat me to get the number one seed.
Correct.
Scott swung into the plate with two outs and two on.
Taylor just stole third base.
Taylor stole third base off of Brandon Worms, and
I couldn't tell was Worms in the windup, or did he forget?
I think Taylor just got a great jump.
I think so, too. He watched the delivery. He's got a little bit of a slower delivery, Brandon Worms does.
Pretty deliberate. Now runners at first and third. Jordan Mush over at first. Here's a ground ball too short. Mopuck up with it over to first. And a 6-3 put out of Scott Schlung, and that'll do it for the Martins here in the first inning. They come up with one run, two hits, no errors, two left on. We have played one inning at St. Martin 1, Meyer Grove nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM Albany. Thank you, Cassandra, back at Painesville. 1-0 St. Martin leading Meyer Grove. We make our way to the top of the second inning. Jaron Klopak will lead it off, the shortstop. Jaron, a left-handed hitter, facing Scott Schlungen, and the pitch to Klopak, fouled away as Jaron tries to drag a bunt, and the count 0-1. Smalls, one strike to count to Jaron Klopak. Scott Schlungen delivers. Klopak to ground ball to Michael Schlungen at second. Michael flips to first. 4-3 in the put out of Jaron.
Come up and got that one, DP, that time. And got to get that second hop. That's the big thing here off this grass and off this dirt infield. Seems like it gets to that third hop, it can do anything, kind of.
It certainly can. There's Kurt Mosdahler at the plate. Kurt in right field today. Yeah. Kurt takes the strike call from Scott Schlungen, 0-1. Brandon Sawyer on deck for Meyer Grove. Kurt Mosdahler drills a single right by Scott Schlungen on the mound. And for Meyer Grove, their first hit of the day.
Wow. He hit that one right on the button.
Is that something when you did your share of pitching, Don, that ever went through your mind about line drives up the middle?
Hated it.
You hated it.
Yeah. I was pretty careful how he pits some of these big hitters. Try to either keep it away or keep it inside on him. You don't want to get it over the plate.
Brandon Sawyer at the plate takes a strike call, 0-1.
Aluminum bats, it was...
Yeah, it was scary.
Yeah. I don't know, at the end of that luminous bat here, I don't know if I would have wanted to pitch anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of guys were feeling the same way.
There's Brandon Sawyer, the foul back and out of play, the count 0-2. And then you look at, Don, how the hitters have really come of age with the wood bats. I mean, they're hitting shots
out of
the air again. Like with the aluminum bat.
Yes. I'll tell you, that was... that was getting to the point where aluminum was getting a little dangerous for some of these guys. And Sawyer sticks the bat out, bloops this over second baseman Schlongen's head into right field, a base hit. Nice piece of hitting there. Brandon Sawyer just hitting where it's pitched. Two on and one out. And number nine hitter, Jordan Klopach, steps up to the plate. Jordan looking down at his manager, Kurt Meyer. He's over at third base, Doug Meyer at first base today. Scott Schlongen on the mound, delivers inside to Jordan Klopach, ball one.
Doug and Kurt mainstays on this baseball team for a lot of years for the Meyer Grove Grovers. Both of them played for many years and been coaching for, gosh, I don't even know how long that is already.
Of course, they had the farm right next to
yes,
the park at Meyer Grove, too, so always were able to hang out there.
Yep.
Pitches inside to Jordan Klopach and 2-0.
I think Kurt's living across the street now. He's got a new house there. Just an addition.
Draw ball to third. Hit slowly. Matthew Schlongen comes in on the grass to make the play. The runners will move up to second and third. 5-3 in the foot out of Jordan Klopach. Two down. That'll bring Tanner Klopach to the plate. So Kurt Martheller moves to third. Brandon Sawyer to second. And at the plate, it's Tanner Klopach. Tanner follows it to the screen, and the count at 0-1.
Public address announcer was just going down the line, I think, here, taking the next guy in order.
The 0-1 pitch to Tanner Klopach. Strike two called. 0-2. Hello, it's two strikes. Scott Schlongen, curveball. Tanner loops this over Michael Schlongen. No, he makes the catch running away from the infield for the out. That'll do it for Meyer Grove here in the second. No runs, two hits, no errors, two left on. Inning and a half, St. Martin 1, Meyer Grove nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM. Very good, Cassandra, bottom of the second inning. St. Martin's going to send the bottom third of their order up. Jared Overman, Matthew Schlongen, and Michael Schlongen. They'll face left-hander Brandon Werps. Jared Overman in right field for St. Martin. Jared Overman, a right-handed hitter. Brandon Worms pitch inside of all 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Worms kicks and delivers and fouled at the plate by Overman. Strike one. 1-1 the count. Home plate umpire Pat Schumer looking at that baseball. Now coming back to home plate. We get the sun popping in and out on us here at Painesville today. Just a great day to be outside doing something at least.
Absolutely. Kind of looks like the park's going to maybe want to have a little rain after this weekend. Be nice. Went to the good half inch to three-quarter inch rain. It'd be great.
Yeah,
a little wear and tear in some of the areas.
Two balls and a strike to Overman. And Jared loops this one to short. Klopach in on the grass. Will make the play. 6-3 and a put up, boy.
Another running shortstop, isn't he?
Yeah, he's pretty slick over at short.
Yes,
I like it.
Is.
Jared Klopach, how he plays that position. One out. Overman retired on the play. That'll bring Matthew Schlongen to the plate. Matthew, the third baseman, Matthew and Michael, twins. And the curveball, a strike to Matthew.
Brandon not wasting much time up at the mound either. Gets the ball. He's ready, set to go again.
The pitch outside of ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Brandon Worms delivers, and the curveball slapped on the ground to Klopak at short. Up with it again, and a wild throw this time will hit to the side fence, and Matthew swung in safe on the throwing error by Jaron Klopak.
Yeah, he had to rush that a little bit more that time. He had to lay back and let it come off that grass, and when he did do that, Matthew Schlungen was down the line quite a ways already.
First error for Meyer Grove today. One error apiece. And Worm's going to work out of the stretch now with Michael Schlungen at the plate. And pitch to Michael, a strike, and 0-1.
See, Martin with 1-2-3. Only what, 3 reserves on their bench today, I think, along with the drafty Brent Heinen from Roscoe. Meyer Grove has about the same.
Here's Schlungen, a foul tip into the mitt of Brandon Sawyer. And 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes. Matthew Schlungen leads from first. Colton Meyer holding him there. And the pitch to Michael Schlungen outside of ball. And 1-2 now. One ball, 2 strikes. One out, one on. Just, so many different areas you can watch the game from here at Painesville Baseball Park. Schlungen goes on the play. Here's the throw to second as Michael Schlungen swings and misses. He's out on strikes, and Matthew is safe at second. On the strikeout. So 2 outs. Stolen base for Matthew Schlungen, and he's in scoring position now for leadoff hitter Kyle Leeser. Brandon Worms, ready on the mound. Worms kicks and delivers, and Leeser takes that curveball a little bit low, and 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Worms glances back to second, and that's going to hit Kyle Leeser. Right in the hip. And he'll go to first base. The leads are hit by a pitch. That'll put runners at first and second. And here comes Brian Schlungen to the plate. Two on, two out for the Martins. They lead 1-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. Earlier today, Regal beat New London Spicer 5-1, punching their ticket to the state tournament for the first time since 1997. Strike call to Brian Schlungen, 0-1. Brandon Worms looks back to second and delivers. A check swing by Schlungen, 1-1. Pitch outside of all in, 2-1. Balls, 1 strike. Brandon Worms delivers high, 3-1.
That's kind of a 3/4 arm delivery, doesn't he? Brandon Worms kind of looks like he's got a stop motion here, and then it kind of comes down to 3/4, doesn't it?
Yeah. 3-1. Worms looks back to second again in his pitch on the inside corner, and the count full, 3-2.
should be going. The runners, they'll be off here on 3-2 with two outs. Worms spins a little bit then. A good move there by Brandon Worms, just in case those runners take off a little bit early. Get them thinking.
Mm-hmm.
3-2. There they go. Here's the pitch. A shot to second. A one-hopper on the first. A 4-3 on the putout. Nice play there by second baseman Tanner Klopot. A flyer at first, and that'll do it for St. Martin. No runs. No hits. There was one error and two left on. We played two innings at St. Martin 1, Byer Grove nothing. Reaching 15-seat baseball action. Back in a minute here on KASM.